The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears in rain.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I'm your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog and Vince.
Hello.
How was your Christmas, sir?
Fucking busy. Oh. I'm still tired. I'm tired from yesterday, and I just woke up a half hour ago.
Yeah. Well, at least did you have a good Christmas?
Yeah, it wasn't bad. How about you?
I woke up, watched the kids open their presents. Cop showed up. Apparently, I don't have kids, and I was drunk at somebody else's house.
Oh, that's nice.
It's just weird stuff.
That's wonderful. How did your actual Christmas go, smartass?
Nothing exciting. Very Jewish.
Oh, kicking an Old Testament style.
That's right.
Good for you, bud.
I took Saturday off.
Please don't hurt me, God.
Exactly.
No, that's nice.
Yeah. Hope everybody had a good one, or whatever you celebrate. There's only Christmas. Everything else don't matter. All right, coming up on this week's show, we'll do some stories as the 2021 wrap up, which I think I sent you the wrong thing in the email, Vince. You want to proofread that?
Sure. Because
it's early. So, top 10 list this week, hopes for 2022, and we will answer your questions. Thin week news-wise with the holidays, of course, and everything. So we'll jump right into TV news. And sadly, there's only one thing. Mark Taylor passed away. Most people probably don't know the name, but he was the co-creator and lead designer of Masters of the Universe, He-Man. This is the guy that designed He-Man, Teela, Stratos, Beastman, Skeletor, Man-at-Arms, Merman, Battlecat, the castle. I mean, so much of it. This is the guy. Visually, this was the guy. So he passed away, I believe it was Christmas Eve. It says here on the news.
So he watched the new Kevin Smith one and just decided to blow his goddamn brains out.
Check it out. Yeah. So
good for him.
He Billy Joeled it. So. Hmm.
It was a Jewish holiday for him, wasn't it?
Mazel tov.
Bang.
So that's pretty much it for TV news this week. Movie news. James Franco agreed to his first interview in nearly 4 years, which he addressed his sexual misconduct allegations that were leveled against him back in 2018. He did this with SiriusXM. He claimed he is a changed man. And while he didn't explicitly apologize, he said he's been doing a lot of work, which involves being in recovery from sex addiction since 2016. He also continued to dismiss the accusations of sexually exploitive behavior put forth in a 2019 lawsuit from two former students of his now-defunct acting school. Who else tried the I'm a sex addict shit?
Maybe they talked him into it.
I don't. Who the hell knows that? What's the? I want to say Michael Douglas, but that ain't right.
I don't know.
Might be right.
I mean, look at this shit. I mean, look, he's got money. He was famous. Women were throwing themselves at him.
He's uglier than a fucking shaved Shar Pei puppy.
Hey, bud, I mean, I'm not arguing that. What I'm saying is that it's like that Bill Burr argument.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they're rich. They're getting pussy everywhere.
Yep.
And the one time
somebody says something, and
somebody
yeah.
didn't like something, or you know,
yeah, accidentally
she said
slips
she was okay with it before, you know.
Yep. And but who knows? He always seems like a scumbag, so
I don't care.
Could be either way. The only other thing for movie news this week: Home Alone actor Devin Rattray surrendered to authorities in Oklahoma Wednesday after he was accused of assaulting his girlfriend. Rattray names.
This guy played
Rattray. Rutrow. He played Buzz in Home Alone, the older brother. He was released from jail shortly after his booking on two domestic assault and battery complaints. 44, he was in Oklahoma City earlier this month for an event called Buzzed with Buzz, which was promoted as a screening of Home Alone with a Q&A after with him. According to the affidavit, he allegedly choked his girlfriend and said, quote, "This is how you die." He denies those allegations, by the way. So
he looks like that kind of guy, though.
Yeah, he kind of does.
Apparently, so. His girlfriend gave somebody a signed autograph of him.
Really?
And they didn't pay.
Oh, no. You don't give away the gimmicks. Come on.
Yeah. She's like, "Merry Christmas. Here you go." And they're like, "Oh, thank you. That's the nicest thing that anyone's ever done for me."
And he goes, "This is how you die.
This is how you die."
Come on now.
The milk of human kindness.
Yes.
Where's it at?
"Merry Christmas. This is how you die." Sounds like he works at the White House.
Apparently Hollywood was very Jewish this Christmas.
Yep. That was, like I said, that's it for movie news. Comic book news, this one's kind of big, and Vince, you sent me this one. Embracer Group, which is a big multi-corporate overseas conglomerate group, they bought Dark Horse. Just apparently 80% of Dark Horse was owned by a couple of Chinese companies. And this group stepped in and said, I think they're based out of Switzerland. That sounds right. And said, "Yeah, we're buying you out, Chinese." So they now own Dark Horse. Mike Richardson, the founder and CEO of Dark Horse, will continue to lead the company together with existing management. So don't look for massive changes. This was all just a corporate behind the scenes thing that shouldn't affect any of the books. So
you mean they're going to let them run it the way they want to run it?
Yeah, I know. Shocking,
holy
isn't it?
Shit, they're not trying to fuck anything up?
I know.
Huh.
Imagine that. The only other thing for comic book news that came out this week, Marvel has brought back Thunderbird, the first X-Men to die in the books. Of course, that was Giant Size X-Men 1 when they introduced the new team with Wolverine, Nightcrawler, and Storm, I believe. They're starting it off with a giant one-shot with hopes of tying it either to an ongoing series or the character fitting into a team. The mega-size one-shot will be the debut of AEW wrestler Nyla Rose, who will team up with Steve Orlando and First Nations artist David Cutler. The trio will grapple with the ramifications of Thunderbird's recent resurrection while setting him up for a future on Krakoa and beyond. So they have a Native American artist. Nyla Rose is Native American. And Steve Orlando, I think, is just going to kind of oversee it because he's the actual comic book writer. So I think maybe okay. But there's so much more Marvel could be doing. They should have brought him back in 2020. That way we could have got Thunderbird 2020 and team him up with Mad Dog 2020.
Oh, shit.
There you go.
That's what I'm talking about.
And then you bring in Drinky the Crow. Fuck yeah, fucking that's how you do it.
Mogan David, man. That's some fucking... I can tell you're in Kentucky because that's some straight fucking Kentucky shit right there.
You can run a car on it. So, yeah.
Ooh, man, it's so sweet, though.
Yeah.
Ooh, Mogan David. Fuck.
It's a sugar water. It tastes like diesel. All right.
You're fucked up. Yeah, that's your brain.
Exactly. Man. Yeah. This is good stuff. I can't. Yeah. Your recommendations for books that came out this week. Like I always say, maybe they've hit your stores. Maybe they haven't because, you know, butt giggles, supply chain. Darkhold Spider-Man. This is the tie-in to the big Darkhold event. And Spider-Man turns into a weird spider creature because David Lynch is a thing. Transformers Shattered Glass, issue 5 of 5. This finishes this miniseries. Wow, there's a heartbreaking death in this one. Don't know if it's going to continue because we don't know what IDW and losing the thing. Maybe it'll go to Kirkman. Who knows right now? Transformers Beast Wars 11. Gunslinger Spawn issue 3 and Batman One Dark Night issue 1 of 3 miniseries. So there you go for that. We'll go right into wrestling news this week. Michael Pinsel died this week at age 64, better known as Corporal Kirchner from WWF, and in the late 90s through, good Lord, I don't even know if he ever stopped, he was Leatherface for FMW, the deathmatch promotion. So he passed away this week. A fan was kicked out of AEW Dynamite this past week for having a sign that said, Nyla Rose is this guy's dad, with an arrow pointing to the guy beside him. Of course, Nyla Rose is trans, calls herself a her. Oh, my offended. A heel got made fun of, and the fan got kicked out. Welcome to wrestling in 2021. So, but wait, there's more about Nyla. So everybody was on her side, go, oh, they were mean to you. You know, we defended you. And then she went on Twitter and somebody was, I guess, poking fun at her or something. And she replied with, you tweeting out needless hateful shit like this and you wonder why God put you in a wheelchair. Keep on rolling, brother. So yeah, she lost all the goodwill for saying that God put somebody in a wheelchair and making fun of somebody with disabilities who was making fun of her instead of, oh, I don't know, pushing the block button. So
I was going to say, that's the guy, right?
Yeah. Biologically, yes.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
No, it's so, the guy.
I know. But yeah, that's, yeah, just, wow. I don't own the wokeness list of who's above who. Where does trans and handicap, who's well, above who on the list?
A Native American?
Yeah, Native American trans. So,
oh, shit. That's high on the list, though, dude.
Yeah. But you can't, I mean, come on now. I don't. So, yeah, all those tweets have been deleted, and yeah, she should just keep her mouth shut and
it's him.
Continue to be
it.
A mid-card monster, if you want to even just trade her for Maxxiom Palor, for Christ's sake. Let's see. Vince, I know what I want for Christmas.
What do you want, buddy?
Vince McMahon's Greenwich Mansion is up for sale.
Oh.
He bought it in 2014 for $11.8 million. It's 23,700 square feet, 6-bedroom, 12-bath, swimming pool, library, elevator, all the accoutrement. You can buy it for me for a measly $32 million.
But that's New York.
Connecticut.
Greenwich. Oh, Greenwich Village is New York.
Yeah.
Connecticut.
Yeah. No, never mind. I don't want to live in the Northeast. I feel bad for our people that do up there.
But that's a live free or die, right? That's...
No, that's New Hampshire.
Oh.
And they still make you take
the
shot.
What is Connecticut? What is it?
I think the state motto is, at least we're not Rhode Island.
32 million?
I'm not exactly sure. Huh?
32 million?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Let me just pull that out. Here, I got it.
Yeah. Oh, all right. The only other thing for wrestling news this week, apparently Tommy Dreamer is back now working in Impact, only as an agent behind the scenes producer. The company allegedly believes Dreamer served his punishment for the comments he made about the Dark Side of the Ring and Ric Flair episode, and is happy to have him back working with them. So there you
go.
Wait,
he got punished for telling the story?
No, he got punished for trying to defend Ric Flair, who basically sexually assaulted without charges a flight attendant on the plane ride from hell. So there was a big stink. He was suspended indefinitely, and now they brought it back.
Okay, so, wait. Isn't that Tommy Dreamer guy the guy who grabs people by the crotch?
Yeah, sometimes, yeah, in the ring.
Is that him? Who's the one who does that?
There's so many of them, which, I mean, wrestling! I don't know which one you're talking about, because there's so many of them.
I thought, like, he grabs their dicks or something and makes them flip or something.
Oh, no. That's Joey Ryan, and he's pretty much out of wrestling now because sexual assault allegations.
Yeah, no shit.
Stuff.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. the wrestler that was sponsored by a porn site. Huh, gotcha. Yeah, that was it for wrestling. Vince, you got anything for video games?
Yeah, I got one thing, because you know what?
I sent it to you.
Yeah. I really don't care. It's going to be a short show. We had the story about Embracer Group.
Yeah, about Dark Horse.
Yeah, well, they also bought, or they're going to acquire, Perfect World Entertainment. Let's see. Embracer Group has entered into an agreement to acquire 100% of the shares in Perfect World North America Corporation and Perfect World Publishing. I'm trying to think of what you would
know. Star Trek Online.
Yeah, Star Trek and Dungeons & Dragons Online.
Yeah.
PWE's publishing product portfolio also includes the popular Torchlight series, as well as Remnant from the Ashes. Let's see. Something about magic. During 2021, PWE had operating losses stemming from the cancellation of Cryptic's newest MMO, Magic Legends. Neverwinter, Star Trek Online, Champions Online. Yeah. So they're getting the MMO side of the shit that I don't play.
All right.
I played Star Trek for a minute, but it just was.
I did too, but it was. Yeah, I couldn't get
Who'd
into
you play?
That one.
Romulan or Starfleet?
Starfleet.
I played Romulan.
Yeah, well, that means we have both sides covered, and it was.
Yeah, it was meh.
Yeah. I mean, like, if. I would put it like at a 4 out of 10. It was is playable.
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not an MMO guy.
I've gathered that, yeah.
I have tried. I got World of Warcraft. I played on a private server. You know, so you don't have to pay monthly. It's
all right.
It's boring.
I can see the appeal to some people. I mean, they tried it. They try to make it D&D for video game. I could kind of understand that, but
I played Neverwinter for a while too, but it just seemed like
a lot of grinding.
Well, yeah, and it's very guild driven. It's like you have to have
yes. And I don't want to. And when I play a game, I don't want to have to be a part of a guild to get to this part of the game. You know, I should be able to go single player.
I just want to play the fucking game.
Right. Don't have certain things blocked off because I don't want to join with other people. And if I wanted to join with other people, I wouldn't be playing a game. I'd go outside.
Yeah.
that's the thing. But you know how it is.
I do have one more thing, and I'm sorry. Boba Fett is in Fortnite now.
Really?
You can buy the skin.
Didn't you had the story about The Rock being in, it Fortnite?
Yes.
They are releasing a figure.
Yes.
That has, it's more of a cartoony rock head, but it's still a rock, so.
Yes, but someone got a lot of V-Bucks yesterday for Christmas, and the skin is now, yeah. It looks pretty tough, man.
So you're Boba?
Nope, the boy is Boba. We bought my daughter the Stormtrooper skin, and I'm rocking the fucking Mando skin, and we went through the map and killed every motherfucker on it.
And we won.
So yeah, Mandalorians, that's how you do it.
Yeah, Star Wars, man.
Well, I guess technically a Stormtrooper is maybe not a Mandalorian, but same DNA.
Yeah, sure. Oh, yeah. Shit, yeah, God, that's weird.
At least the same as Boba.
Yeah.
It's a Jango.
Yeah, it'd be Jango.
The only one not DNA-wise would be Mando.
Wow, I didn't even think about that. Fuck, I'm about to tell Devlin. That'll blow his mind.
Yeah.
Now, if they did a Star Trek skin, they should start doing Star Trek stuff.
Spock with a goatee.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine the old Star Trek characters?
Mirror Spock. Fuck, yeah.
Picard.
Sulu with his gay little rapier. Yeah.
Oh, man. Picard and Riker.
Yeah, but every time you try to play Riker, he'd go, "Hey, look, is that Troy?" And they just wander off the fucking map.
Worf? Data?
Okay, those would be cool.
Fucking Geordi?
Put in like a cheat code where it turns all your enemies into Will Wheatons.
Oh my god.
So you just keep killing Will Wheatons.
Shut up, Wesley.
That's gold. And that's gold. Yeah, every time you kill one, it's shut up, Wesley. I'll give that one away for free just because I want to see it. So.
All right, that's all I got. It was.
Yeah, like I said, it's thin. It's the week, the end of the year. So, music news this week. We can't go 1 week without commie trash. You know what? It's just.
I love the commies though.
Life. Bette Midler. Wow.
Did you ever know that you're my hero?
Oh, yeah. You're the wind beneath the flatulence and the, yeah. This, you remember, it's always the Democrats. Well, we should never generalize. Remember, it's not all Muslims. It's not all this group. It's, well, apparently, Bette don't believe that. She was forced to apologize after sparking a backlash for calling the residents of West Virginia poor, illiterate, and strung out. The 76-year-old, I didn't know she was 76.
Where was this, West Virginia?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, have you ever been to West Virginia?
No. That I can remember of.
Harrison.
George?
Harrison, West Virginia.
Oh.
It's a lovely place to be.
Yeah.
I think it's the drug capital of the world.
I don't know. There's parts of eastern Kentucky that would probably vie for that title.
Well, hey, it's right next door. They're right next door.
well, yeah, that's true. All right. What's a border to Democrats?
They're all related.
The 76-year-old, intensely angered by West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin. By the way, Manchin's a Democrat. Just like throwing that out there. His decision to block the Build Back Broke thing. She wrote on Twitter, "What Joe Manchin, who represents a population smaller than Brooklyn, has done to the rest of America who wants to move forward, not backward like his state, is horrible. He sold us out. He wants us all to be just like his state, West Virginia, poor, illiterate, and strung out." End quote. Yeah, then they came for her, lambasted her for her elite bullshit. Saying this is exactly what they think of good, hardworking Americans that live outside of their elite bullshit New York LA bubble. That was Trump Jr. Not all West Virginians are illiterate, poor, or strung out. We don't all check that stereotypical box, just like I'm sure not all Manhattanites are short-sighted, egotistical. I'm better than everyone's asshole, right? You lost a fan, wrote another user. Following the outrage, she did tweet back, "I apologize to the good people of West Virginia for my last outburst. I'm just seeing red. Joe Manchin and his whole family are a criminal enterprise. Is he really the best West Virginia has to offer its citizens? Surely there's someone who has the state's interest at heart, not his own." That's defamation and slander, am I correct?
Criminal.
Saying that somebody and their family are a criminal enterprise.
Nobody wants that fucking Build Back Better bill.
No.
Everybody's looking at that and they're like, what the fuck?
No, you're going to charge me per mile I drive. All vehicles are going to have to go to electric. Well, how do we get electricity? Oh, oil and gas. Forgot coal. To mention that. Coal.
Remember that coal that you just you fucking took out of West Virginia, that one that they can't do anymore?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's funny. Yeah, I know.
The only other thing for music news this week, another band has sold their music catalog. This time, BMG has bought the catalog of ZZ Top. It's being reported that this is a $50 million deal.
Why would they care? What's his name's gone?
Yeah.
At this point, they're like, fuck, we're never going to do it anymore.
Springsteen gets $500 million. And ZZ Top only gets $50 million. Something ain't right there. ZZ Top way better than Springsteen.
Texans, man.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
They much better than people from New Jersey.
Yes.
I'm sorry. We love the people from New Jersey.
They're better than the commies from New Jersey.
I don't know. Yeah, but I mean, look at I think the Smithereens are better than Springsteen.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Yeah, yeah.
The fucking Smithereens, man.
Yeah.
And they don't have nothing. Fucking what's his name? Died a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That's depressing.
That was it for music news. Now it's time for true false pick the fake story. Congratulations goes out to Roboto. Mm. for picking last week's fake story. You, of course, win nothing. Merry Christmas. The fake story was number one, the Greyhound bus, separate for those that have had the shot and those who have not.
Pretty sure that one was, I thought that one was the real one.
It might be coming soon.
I thought for sure that one was the real one.
As of last week, it's fake for now. All right, let's get to this week's three stories. You tell me which one is fake. Threads will go up, all the usual social media. Story number one. During a May the 4th event in Canada this past year, Canadian cops pulled their guns on a young woman in a stormtrooper outfit because of her obviously fake blaster, which did in fact have an orange tip, therefore designating it as fake. Had her lie face down on the ground while they inspected the weapon. Story number two. A 22-year-old college student from Iowa won a contest for Taco Bell for life. He made a deal with the company because after he entered the event, he became vegan. The company ended up giving him a check for $50,000. Story number three. NASA is now recruiting clergy and priests to assist in the, quote, preparation for humanity's first contact with aliens, end quote. God. So which is the fake story? Fake storm or stormtrooper, fake gun, Canadian cops can't figure that one out. Figure it out. Taco Bell for life is only worth 50 grand. Or NASA's teaming up with the clergy because of aliens. Like I said, we'll post the thread and you tell me which one's fake. And you too can be the first person in 2022 to win nothing.
God, this sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like real life.
Yeah, you'll win nothing and like it. My name is Klaus Schwab.
Yeah. Klaus, did you ever see that picture of him on the beach?
Oh, yeah, in his little S&M outfit. Yeah. Yeah.
That this guy.
Mm-hmm. Wants to tell you how to live your life. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. All right, with that horrible mental image, thanks, Vince.
Yeah, no problem.
We're going to do Song of the Week, take a break, plug our friends. When we come back, it will be time for our top 10, our hopes for 2022.
Long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than the last. I can't remember the last thing that you said as you were leaving, but the days go by so fast, and it's one more day up in the canyon. And it's one more night in Hollywood. If you think that I could be forgiven, I wish you would. Na-na-na-na. All a lot of oysters, but no pearls. All at once you look across a crowded room to see the way that light attaches to a girl. And it's one more day up in the canyons. And it's one more night in Hollywood. Come to California. Think you should. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Yeah. Yeah. sometime after 2 a.m. and talked a little while about the year. I guess the winter makes you laugh a little slower, makes you talk a little lower about the things you could not show her. And it's been a long December, and there's reason to believe maybe this year will be better than last. I can't remember all the times I tried to tell myself to hold on to these moments as they pass. And it's one more day up in the canyon, and it's one more night in Hollywood. It's so long since I've seen the ocean, I guess I should.
This is Oopsie Panda, and I'm here to talk about the smartest man I know, Handsome Dan Lopez. He used to have a podcast all about professional wrestling, but he is literally so smart, after nearly 100 episodes, he ran out of things to say about it. But, being the
consummate
entertainer that he is, the podcast Handsome Dan's Final Say lives on. Through segments like Keeping It Classic, in which Dan reviews movies from the HBO and home video generation, My Musical Journey, which takes you on a trip through Dan's personal cassette to the albums that shape his musical taste. And The Masturbators, where Dan and longtime friend Jay Chewbacca will debate just about anything under the sun. Handsome Dan's Final Say has plenty to keep you listening for years to come. DansFinalSay.podbean.com or search Handsome Dan's Final Say on Spotify. Is that okay?
Tired of the PC police telling you what you can and cannot say? Want a show that travels back to the 80s and 90s, where the badass hosts have beaten down cancel culture on 3 separate occasions and carried on to gloat about it? Since 2013, The Midnight Jury is that show. Travel back to the malls and arcades, pop in your VHS, and join us where the 80s and 90s return from the dead. Conan, tell them where to find us.
WLWstudios.com, home of the Midnight Jury podcast, hosted by Midnight Mike and Calvin Brody.
Also available on all major podcast platforms via the Shining Wizards Network, and join in the conversation on Twitter at Midnight Jury.
Because of the obvious threat to untold numbers of citizens, and because of the crisis which is even now developing, this radio station will remain on the air day and night. This station and hundreds of other radio and TV stations throughout this part of the country are pooling their resources through an emergency network hookup to keep you informed of all developments.
Horns up, everyone. When on the Shining Wizards Network, be sure every Friday to check out Radioactive Metal. Radioactive Metal is one of the longest running podcasts on the interweb, and every week we bring you a fist full of metal, including interviews with all your favorite artists, discuss all the metal news, and feature the best tunes on the air today. So grab a Lemmy, join your cool Uncle Snowy, and co-host Aaron in the pit. What's up, wrestling fans? You want something awesome? Check out Wrestling Night in Canada here on the Shining Wizards Network. We're three Canadian metalheads uniting for the love of pro wrestling. Every episode, we go over all the latest news and special events with the odd unique interview as well. So grab a cold one and check out Wrestling Night in Canada, eh?
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Are you tired of being uninformed? Together, we can change all of that. Experience a podcast like you've never heard before. You'll gain knowledge, have some laughs, because we believe this is the last AEW podcast you'll ever need. Join us every Wednesday night at 10:15 p.m. on rantemradio.com and Facebook Live. We can also be found on all major podcast forums as part of the Shining Wizards Network. So stop listening to inferior AEW podcasts and bring a new podcast into your life by joining us.
Join the Mark Order Podcast.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Mark Order Pod and on Facebook.com/Mark Order Pod. Don't forget to tag us on social media and use hashtag Join the Mark Order, because if you don't find us,
we will find you.
Everyone knows a lot of things can change in the span of 10 years, but when it comes to professional wrestling podcasting, one thing is still guaranteed. The Shining Wizards is the only place to get all the latest wrestling news, interviews with the greatest guests, and of course, tons of laughs in discussing the world of wrestling. The show is still available on Monday nights at 7 p.m. East on rantemradio.com and Rant Entertainment Media on the TuneIn app, and it's still available on all podcasting platforms. To check us out, head over to ShiningWizards.com, where it's still wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back.
Mm.
Welcome back, Vince.
Hi, welcome back.
So, sea monkeys, you say.
See. And no one has a sense of humor.
No.
I should change one thing on my list. I hope everyone gets a sense of humor.
Yeah. Well, it's time for a top 10 list. Hopes for 2022.
Unofficially, I hope everybody gets their fucking sense of humor back.
Yeah, that's honorable mention, sense of humor. Shit. Remember when shit was funny and you could laugh at everybody? Good times. All right, what's your number 10?
My hope for 2022 is I get to leave the fucking planet. Half of these are serious, and half of these are...
Yeah, that's how mine is. Half is serious, half is... jokey.
I am not joking.
Stuff I would like to buy. Oh, I know. You want to leave. Yeah.
You got to figure out which one's the jokes and which one's the serious ones.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it's, yeah. My number 10, my hope for 2022, to win the Deadpool.
Oh, bless your heart.
Yeah, it ain't going to happen. But I almost was already one up because a report came out and said the Pope died.
I tell you what.
And it was like, oh, wait, it's not. They're like, oh, damn it, you're teasing me already?
I was talking to Lopez over the week, and we were texting back and forth, and I said, your fucking list is legit. I'm actually worried this year.
Yeah. Yeah. When everybody hears it next week, it's going to be like, oh, well, those two idiots have no chance of winning this year. It's going to be one of the guests.
We are fucked.
We're fucked. So that's my hope. It won't come true, but.
It's going to be Lopez or Tony.
Yeah. The Pope damn near teased me, so. All right, number 9.
I want a UFO.
Your own personal?
Yes.
Ooh.
I want them to come down and say, hey, we've been watching you. You, my friend, are the most highly evolved, decent human on this planet.
Well, you get like the Oprah alien that says, you get a UFO. Everybody gets a UFO.
Yeah, of course. Well, they've got it, you know.
Yeah, it's a right
like
path.
Here's your ship. Here you go. It's bigger than your house. You can have a living room. You can have all that shit. Your family can live comfortably.
Everybody knows they're at Wright-Patterson, but just nobody wants to go to Ohio.
Where do you want to go? Here, yeah. We'll give you a map. There's shit everywhere. You can explore the fucking universe.
42 is actually right.
Let's go. I would pick up get the cat. We'll stop by and get some litter.
Yeah, gotta have litter.
And cat food and let's
space
go.
Litter. There you go. My number 9, I would like for 2022, 10 times our weekly downloads.
Oh.
That would take us from 6 to 60.
I would, and we don't get paid either.
No.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. My bank account says it's hilarious. Yeah.
It's but that would be good if we got 10 times the amount.
10 times, yeah. That would be, I would be happy with that.
Don't pay us. Don't give us money.
No, we have money.
We're not doing this for money, guys.
For the love of the game?
Is that it?
Question mark?
We love it.
Confused smiley face? Yeah. Number 8.
I'd like to see Fatty get a PS4, finally.
Oh, you want me to go to a 4 out of 5?
Yeah. Wait, did you get a 5?
Did I get a 5? Come on now. I want one of those Tiger handhelds like we had back in the day. Fuck yeah, that's
the
shit
LCD
right there.
Ones?
Yeah.
Did you have the Castlevania one?
Yes, I had that, and I had the X-Men one, which was stupid hard.
Oh, I had that. I had both of those.
Because there was an X-Men one, and then there was like a Wolverine solo one. The X-Men one was infinitely harder.
So. We were so poor when I was growing up that we didn't, like, my parents didn't buy video games.
Mm-hmm.
They just bought me those cheap fucking the LCD Tiger games.
Yep. Yeah.
I had a stack of them.
Yeah. They're about as thick as VHS tapes. Yeah.
You know, you could have just bought me a video game at that point.
Yes. Exactly. My number 8, somebody, my hope for 2022 is that somebody gives us the show, a Bandit 200 XP 12-inch diesel wood chipper.
Can I ask you a serious question?
Yeah, why not?
Do you have a truck to pull that motherfucker? Because I don't.
I can get one.
Dually?
Yep. I'm sending Vince the way he can look it up and go, oh, that's what we need. Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly. I'm.
I know exactly. There's the giggle.
Look, yes. Man. Look. I live in Indiana. All right. Yes, this isn't. Come on.
It can be pulled.
Yes,
we can find
it.
Ways.
I yes. swear to God, I've seen these around everywhere.
Yeah. You know, for trees.
I live in the Midwest. Come on. I've seen these everywhere.
Yeah, but that's somebody to purchase this for us.
But you don't even really need a dually for it, do you?
Depending on your terrain. I mean, it's hilly.
I'm looking at this one. I'm looking at this one. And it's got tread on it. Tank tread.
Yes.
Are you looking at this one?
I've seen the one I think you're talking about.
This is the one treads. We need.
That has the treads. Yeah, that might be it. Because let's just say we have a lot of wood we need to get rid of.
That's...
Wink. It's a multi-purpose tool that can be used. That's
well, and this gives me an excuse to buy a dually, too.
No, that's yeah.
I've always wanted a pregnant.
You need an excuse, but yeah.
Look, I've always wanted a pregnant truck, and this is my excuse. It looks like a pregnant truck.
It does. As long as it's not a Ford, we'll be all right. What's your number 7?
Oh, fuck. Where am I at?
Moving on quickly before we figure out what goes in the wood chipper.
Speaking of wood chippers, I'd like to see actual Civil War.
No, you just want to go right for it.
Just do this. Let's just fucking quit. Quit pussy. Footing around. Let's just fucking start this shit already.
Let's go. Yeah.
Fuck.
Well, that almost ties into my number 7. I would like a physical copy of the book Unintended Consequences.
Yeah, good luck.
pretty much as expensive as the wood chipper.
I keep thinking that I'm going to go to like a library sale or an estate sale.
It's at your library, by the way. The physical copy is at your local library.
Why don't we just...
I understand.
What's the lost fee?
I have one. It's cheaper than buying a new one.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I know. Yep. Water damage.
Oh, yep. I dropped it in the bathtub I was reading.
Yes.
One-handed. And it was awful.
Well, there are parts in that book that, yeah. Yeah. But, yeah. So, number six.
Peace breaks out.
Ooh, so you go from war? You just want the whole war and peace thing? Hmm?
What? No, it's either this or
it's
that.
It's either A or B. Okay,
no, pick you. One.
Yeah, yeah, it's.
That's. I mean, honest to God, that's pretty much where I'm at.
Yeah, that's. Who would think Vince would be the one that picks world peace?
It would be awesome.
It would be. My number six. I would like for somebody to buy me a 1968 Cadillac Sedan DeVille, painted in Arctic blue, also known as Carolina blue. That way I can have my first car back, you sons of bitches.
And be able to fit.
Fuck you, I could fit myself and three other people in the trunk of that thing.
I know, it's a Jew canoe at that point. Jump in that bitch, I know.
Just take the hood horn, the Cadillac logo off the front, put a shower head. Yeah, that's Jew canoe right there. Number five.
I want an actual studio.
Yes.
Honest to God, real life, actual studio. I've wanted a studio for years.
We looked at one. This was years and years ago. We just started the show, and it was me, Timmy, and Short. Went to Kokomo Toys and Games, which, by the way, if you're looking for figures, that's the place to get it from. Look at their eBay store. We didn't get paid for that plug, by the way. And like directly across the street and around the corner was the perfect spot for a studio. And we all just kind of looked at each other and goes, it's not a far drive every week. That could work. Of course, obviously,
drive.
It didn't, but Kokomo's about an hour.
Yeah, that's too far, man.
Well, a studio would be nice, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be the dream, so. What are we up to? Me at five?
Yes.
My hope for 2022, to be left alone.
Jesus, fuck, that should be higher on the list there, bud.
Well, if everything else happens on my list from here up, we'll be good. So, but yeah, just leave me alone, government. That's it. Number four.
They release the real medicine for COVID.
Aha. Not the new Merck pill and Pfizer pill that's going to lead to other variants. The research has already come out and said.
The new Merck pill is the one that they're worried about. Oh, we turn it into a variant.
Yeah, that's exactly what they're saying now, is the pill will make a new variant.
It's like, that's...
weird, huh?
Not what you want.
No.
And then the Pfizer pill's a protease inhibitor, like, goddamn...
It's ivermectin. Ivermectin. A name. Yeah.
So. It's so funny. I really hope they... Here in the last week, they've really gone against the vaccine. News articles and Trump being a big-mouth motherfucker saying, oh, yeah, it works great. I did it. I did all that.
And got booed by his own people.
Yeah, that's that article from 2005 where Fauci said, oh yeah, hydroxychloroquine works fucking great against SARS.
Yeah.
It works wonderful.
Wait, what, huh? Yeah.
Oops. Yeah, and now it's coming out that, oh.
Oh, it's killing people.
Oh, you poo-pooed it. You said, oh no, it doesn't work. We want to make money off of X.
Yes, now it's time to make money off the pill.
So, yeah, so you're... Gotcha. Your boss president okays the vaccine and both of you are making money off of it.
Yep.
Wink.
Exactly. Me for number four, I would like more guns, ammo, food, and water. That's my hope for 2022. Not that I'm going to need to use them, but just that I have them just in case.
I've seen you. You just want more food.
Probably. I need more water.
I need more ding-dongs.
I need ding-dongs.
I need more ho-hos.
Throws the sugars off.
I'd like to shit, keep, you went serious, didn't you?
Yeah, I'd like to keep, you know, the toes that I have.
Oh. Yeah. You still got them, too.
Yeah.
You see, you're doing good. It's all...
This is the pick the funnies from the not funnies here, and yeah, this one's a serious one.
Between you and Chris, I give you guys shit, but I love you.
Yeah.
I love both of you. I really do, but...
Number, what
do
we
have
to? Three.
Is that you?
No, you for three.
Oh, I got scared. I'd like to pay off all my bills.
Yeah.
I'd like to, yeah.
Debt free.
That way they can't owe people.
Mm-hmm. That's fuck yes.
That usury.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that should be number one.
The tiny hats.
Yes.
Go ahead. Keep going.
You know what I just realized?
What'd you just realize?
Okay, Canada's America's hat, right?
Yes.
Mexico's America's chin. Yes. So does that make Florida America's hook nose?
Oh, wow.
Somebody look at a map immediately and tell me if that's right.
Oy vey.
Me for number three.
Yes.
Asteroid. Come on. Comet.
Fuck.
One of the others. Come on.
Come on, baby.
Come on.
Apophis, where are you at?
I'll tease you till you get here. So.
You little bitch. You couldn't hit the broad side of a
exactly
fucking galaxy.
Oh. That 10 to 1, you don't have the aim to hit Beijing. Yeah. Number two.
I'd like to hit the lottery, speaking of hitting things.
Also,
and
my
off bills.
Number two, Powerball, baby.
Yeah, boy. Yeah,
that would. I could buy the wood chipper.
I'd like to just have enough to pay shit off. I'm not greedy. That's... I just want to pay shit off.
Yeah, that's no joke right there. Just pay everything off and wall everything up, and we're good to go.
Yeah, no shit.
Number one, sir.
I'd like all this to go away and everyone gets along again.
That ties into my number one. I just want people to wake up.
I just want the 90s back.
Yeah.
It seemed like everyone was
late
80s,
early 90s.
Yeah, everybody was getting along. Everybody was kind of, I mean, everyone
people still
enjoyed
didn't like each other, but it wasn't like now.
Yeah, but I mean, everyone listened. I could listen to Ice Cube.
Yes.
And no one gave me shit because everyone was listening to Ice
Cube.
Common
sense was a thing.
Yeah, I mean, I was going from Ice Cube to fucking Napalm Death. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And nobody cared.
Right.
No one gave you shit. Everybody was like, no one was appropriating anything. Everybody was just enjoying each other's company.
Yeah, that's...
It was lovely.
Yeah, that's like mine. I just want everybody to wake up, common sense to come back, and... we'd be fine.
You could drink a beer with a motherfucker and everything would be great.
Yeah. All right. So there's our top 10 listener picks here. Roboto says, I want to be abducted by aliens and the asteroid strikes the Earth.
Damn. Imagine our listeners fucking, are...
imagine that the aliens take the robot. Gotcha. I want to make a Dennis the Young joke, but I'm not gonna.
Do it.
No, I'm good.
Do it.
Elizabeth says here, wrestling wise, I'd like to see Thatcher Wright, Norman Harris, Giselle Shaw, Levanel, Cara Noir, Stephanie Mays all signed to NXT UK. All of them are amazing. I also want to see Tony Khan be a grown adult, start running a wrestling company seriously. Worldwise, everyone take responsibility for their own actions. I'm sick of people fighting like kindergartners. It's starting to get ridiculous.
Hey, it's where we're at.
Yeah, personally work on getting my massage license so I can get the hell out of retail and start my own business, starting a family so my mom could shut the hell up, not use my credit cards as much, and only buy what I need. And for Vince to stop telling everyone that Tony Stewart killed a guy. He did not.
He killed a...
No, now listen.
Now
Tony
listen.
Tony Stewart's car killed a guy.
Okay.
Not the man personally.
Sure. Whatever makes you sleep at night.
Sleep? Fat. Come on.
Whatever helps you sleep at night there, bud.
Well, that's a lot of alcohol and pills. Mm. Like melatonin. melatonin. Last thing here, Christopher says his hope for 2022 is Bianca Bochy. So
I'm okay with that.
Good luck, Chris. I'll give you that one too. That's a good pick. All right. Thank you everybody for your picks. And thank you for all your picks this whole last year. So, all right, time for listener questions. Vince, are you ready?
No.
Roboto would like to know, what do you typically have for Christmas breakfast, and how about when you were kids?
Kids was just, mom would make something fast. Fuck, I don't know.
I don't even remember Christmas breakfasts.
Now, we, as a family, my wife makes breakfast casseroles.
Mm.
Several. She prepares them the night before, and it's either bacon and sausage, or there's, I forget what the other one was. I just had the bacon and sausage, because that's the superior casserole. And she makes hash brown casserole.
Nice.
With cheesy. Yeah, yeah.
That sounds good.
We're set.
Yeah, you guys are. Yeah. I don't eat breakfast, so there you go. I think I had oatmeal yesterday. So there you go. There, yay.
Yay.
His next question. When it comes to opening gifts, were you allowed to open one Christmas Eve or completely wait until Christmas Day?
We had to wait.
Yeah. How did or do you open gifts? All at once, or were you handed each one at a time?
One at a time.
Yeah, as one. Were pictures with your gifts a thing?
It depended on what it was, really. It wasn't... Well, not I don't know. When they were little kids, you know, yeah, but...
Like, growing up, it was never a thing for me. It was like, okay, we're not taking pictures. That's... Yeah, we never did that, so...
It depends on what it is, I think. Like, we just spent $8,000 on your Christmas gift.
Yeah,
here,
we're getting
smile.
Documentation for tax purposes.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Next question here. What was the best toy you ever opened on Christmas morning? He says you got Power Rangers Megazords. So
I got an AT-AT.
Ooh.
I got the Millennium Falcon.
I forget how old I was. I got a BB gun. Or no, it was a pellet gun. No, let's go with that. Yeah.
I got a Nintendo. I got a Nintendo. We got a Nintendo 64. Or not 64, regular SNES.
Yeah.
Well, I got all the cool toys, man. I mean, eventually, you know.
Yeah.
Cooler than what they have now. How about that?
Yeah. Let's see. What was the one toy you always wanted but never received? USS Flag. I say it every time. The G.I. Joe aircraft carrier. Which Kokomo Toys and Games has.
I've seen it once.
It's fucking massive.
I mean, I've seen it. I there was a Korean family that lived in our neighborhood, and they had it.
Yeah,
they had the fucking.
It needed
bomber.
Its own table.
They had the bomber too. The big. The
oh
ship.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the yeah. Yeah. The airplane. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, they had that too.
Yeah. Next question here comes from Ronnie. Thoughts? I have to pull this up because I am unprepared this morning. Now he wants our thoughts on the casting of the Jaime Reyes's Blue Beetle. And they sent along a picture, or he sent along a picture. That's the diehard tree topper. Sorry. And I got to tell you, from what little I can see of this, Vince, I'm going to send to you. I'm going to say comic book accurate.
You say this, but.
He looks like
Yeah.
He looks like Jaime does in the comics.
Is he going to be playing Jaime?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I think they got that one right.
So we're getting Blue Beetle, but not Blue and Gold.
Right. We're not getting Ted. We're not getting Ted. We're getting Jaime.
Man, what the fuck?
Because they won't let us write Blue and Gold.
I'm okay with it. I mean, honestly, I'm okay with it. It's
yeah, it looks good. So. Next question here comes from Roboto. How much do you decorate for Christmas, real tree or not? Lights and displays, inflatables, colored eggs. Who does colored eggs for Christmas? Santa's not a rabbit.
Yeah, I do colored. We can do colored eggs, and we carve pumpkins and all that other good
shit.
Can
too. Can we actually call them colored eggs, or is that now horribly racist?
Yeah, I think it's racist. I don't think you say colored eggs or
can I say brown eggs or sea monkeys or.
That's not right.
How much do you decorate for Christmas, though? Let's go with that.
A tree and lights outside.
We don't really decorate much here because we live in the literal middle of nowhere. So, but yeah, we did do a real tree once and let that some gun dry out for about 4 months after, and then lit it. Whoa! Talk about pyro dream. That thing went crazy. I've seen a lot. There's about an hour away, somebody does the inflatables, and they have like 20 of the damn inflatables, and it's, you know, some people do the big Christmas light drive-through type thing.
Sure.
But they have the big inflatables, and
I'd like to have an inflatable.
Yeah, I've seen.
Actually, I'd like to have a real doll. What are we talking about?
Hopes for 2023.
No.
Come on, Elon Musk. We know you're working on something. You weird little man.
Cherry 2000.
That. Mm-hmm. God, who was that? Oh, you're gonna make me look it up because I think it wasn't Melanie Griffith, was it?
Yeah, well, she was in it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
When she looked decent.
Yeah, I know way too much about obscure movies.
You know what's funny? We were me and the Bergie were talking about that last week. And said, "Have you ever seen Cherry 2000?" I was like, "Yeah, Melanie Griffith." He said, "I never found her attractive." I'm like, "Yeah, she's got this funny face, but she looks really good in Cherry 2000."
Yeah,
it's like she had work done or something.
She has had a lot of work done. Yeah. Let's see, Roberto's next question: what are some of the best and worst decorations you've seen at this time of year? I haven't went out and seen anything, so I'm out of this question, Vince.
No, I haven't.
You seen actually anything. Live in a town, so
I do, everything's been real tasteful, real nice,
classy.
Everything's been pretty, yeah. I like this time of year. I don't really. I mean, you can go bad with a bunch of stuff, but even then, it's kind of.
Good
I don't know.
Gaudy.
It's nice to look at. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for that kind of shit. Oh, that's awful. Look, they put everything in the thing. But then you're like, holy shit, they put everything in your yard. Oh.
Yeah.
That must have taken a lot of time, you know?
Right. I'd hate their power bill. Yeah, type of
that's,
thing.
Yeah, that's really, yeah.
His next question, when it comes to opening gifts, are you careful so you can use the paper again, or are you a rip it to shred?
If it's a box, we like to keep it.
Yes.
Or a bag sometimes.
Because a good box is hard to find.
Yeah. That ain't no
Take
shit.
Take that any way you want.
Keep it tight.
I noticed after I said it. After I said it. Next question comes from Elizabeth. Have you thought about doing a Patreon or opening a pro wrestling tees store? No.
Nope.
That's more work than... We're literally the laziest podcast on the network. Let's just be honest.
We had shirts. Nobody bought them. I bought one.
Some people bought some.
They did?
Not many. They're really limited edition collector's items. If we could figure out a way to do like one-offs, you know what I mean? Like if we find a design, make a design, hire a designer. That's more money I don't want to spend on shit. And do a small limited run, maybe, but I'd rather you spend your money on food and ammo because I care about you people, you know?
We do this for the love, man.
But yeah, it's
honest to God, this is not...
Yeah.
Our opinions are our own. If you don't like them, it's cool, whatever.
Yeah, I don't tell you what to think because I don't care. So, yeah. Next question comes in from Chris. Scanning. Okay. I think this is okay. So I was sitting on the stoop talking to my neighbor, Miss Shamaki Wood. That's a lot of words. We got to reminiscing about holiday traditions. Long and short of it, she invited me to go to next year's Kwanzaa shindig at her place. By the way, Kwanzaa starts today or something. It's
Fuck
made
yeah.
up. I know nothing about Kwanzaa. I have no interest in learning. My question is, which would be disrespectful here, wearing blackface to the thing or showing my white face at the thing? It's wrecking my head. I mean, everything pisses them off. Can't wear red hats, can't wear white hoods, can't use the words we made up, especially for them. And they're throwing it around. It's a completely inverted world. Show up with your white face. No hood, just white face.
Yeah, man. Wear a nice suit.
That's right.
And a bow tie.
Purple velour.
Oh, fuck, dude.
That's how you do it.
That's beautiful.
That's, yeah. Next question here. So continuing on that point, Joyless Reed, that would be the MSNBC bitch, recently scolded a man who could buy and sell her 1,000 times over for referring to Elizabeth Warren as a Karen. Her claim is that Karen is a racial slur against white women that only black people are allowed to use.
By using it,
Elon Musk was appropriating black culture. Man, the implications of that. So ignoring the fact that Karen is an actual name hailing from white culture, that was then appropriated by blacks to use as a hate word by her own logic, which I'm sure that's not accurate. We do know for a fact that blacks were the one that started that. Anyway, one, isn't it then cultural appropriation each of the 100 dozen times a day that blacks throw around the N-word? Shouldn't that word only be usable by whites to slur blacks if Karen's is for blacks to only slur whites? I see his point there. And two, isn't she admitting that racial hatred of whites is part of black culture?
Yes.
Yeah, pretty much that was her intention.
Welcome to Inconclusive Breakdown. How long have we been saying this shit?
6 years. And the fact that she's like, she went off, she's going after an African. That's what kills me.
I don't care if she's a cunt.
People forget that Elon Musk is African. He's the richest African in the world. Well, he's white. Bitch, he was born in Africa. Literally more African than you, Joy Reid. Let's see. Continuing from that point, Chris goes on. Elizabeth Warren claimed that Elon Musk wouldn't pay any taxes for this year and that Congress should change the tax code so billionaires like him would have to stop freeloading off everyone else. He stated incorrectly that he will pay $11 billion for the fiscal year 2021. His statement would have been more accurate if he had said at least $11 billion. He did nothing personally to incur that tax bill. He is ending the year with exactly what he started with. He made no capital gains of any kind in 2021. You can look that up. However, he owns lots of stock in his own company, Tesla. His stock was arbitrarily revalued to a much higher level by S&P and Moody's this year, both companies that have ties to the DNC and Elizabeth Warren. Based on this, the IRS assessed and served him with a tax bill tagged as overdue back taxes. Warren then took to Twitter and accused him of not paying his fair share, whatever the fuck that has ever meant. But what's interesting is she made these statements before she could have known about the IRS's assessors serving Musk with a new bill. So my question is, execution is just wrong for some of these people, right? I mean, once they're dead, it's over. Shouldn't we also think about some kind of ongoing and prolonged state of suffering? Also, how many jobs does the average taxpayer provide society with? How much health coverage for others? How much market activity and legitimate stimulus, the kind of thing that doesn't involve printing new money and devaluing everyone's currency? Why isn't any of that ever factored into what the Democrats consider fair share? Also, remember, this is a guy who single-handedly made electric vehicles something viable that people would actually want to buy. Now he's an arch-villain of the left because they don't like his opinions. Merry Christmas, Chris. Holy Christ.
Well, maybe Lord COVID will take Pocahontas.
Yeah, because she's got it. Yeah, that's... Well, your fair share. He can... His taxes he's going to pay this year will buy a Gerald Ford class aircraft carrier. Yeah, it could be spent better, obviously. But yeah, just the fact that they're going after Elon Musk after he came out and said, no, yeah, the government in Hollywood's pretty much ran by kid diddlers. That ought to tell you why they're going after him.
Yeah, because they're actually run by kid diddlers.
Yeah. Next question here comes from Ronnie. Movies that you watch on Christmas that are not Christmas movies like Wizard of Oz.
Die Hard.
I was waiting for that. I don't think I watched any movies yesterday. I pretty much had the Iron Chef channel on, the OG Japanese Iron Chef.
Yeah, I didn't watch any movies yesterday. We were playing with toys and napping.
Mandalorians on Fortnite. I know you.
Yeah.
Next question from Chris. If I single... Oh, I got to proofread this. Hold on.
Ben's filibuster.
If I single-handedly make windmills more energy productive than nuclear reactors and price to own for the average American family, yet state in an interview with TechCrunch that there are too many regulations on business, which leftist group do you think will have the most violent reaction to my Nazi-ness? That's pretty much what they're doing. If you say that too much government, they go, you're evil, but I've done all this for the betterment of mankind.
Yeah, that's really... Didn't somebody come out and say that it's more viable to make your own energy for your home?
Yes, which it is.
And then that's it. instead of like just clogging up everything else.
The issue right, because is because they don't want in the individual bad, collective good. That's what it all boils down to.
But collectively, you would be helping the environment by everyone doing it.
Yes. But they want to make it's a power game. Well, we're the collective. You're going to do as we say.
It's honestly, I got into an argument with a lady at work.
You? Argument? With a woman?
She was talking about, well, she was talking about, you know, well, what was it? Oh, what's that shit called that everyone's worried about that's not real?
Unicron?
No.
Global warming. Oh, the global cooling, global warming. Yeah. What is it this week? Yeah.
And they're like, well, you know, electric cars and all this shit. I was like, yeah, that's great. Electric cars are great. If you could make them priced cheap, because a fucking electric motor is not that much.
It's not the vehicle itself that's the problem. It's the battery.
Batteries. That's the argument I had. I said, they do not have the technology now to make a battery that stores more than enough energy. I mean, you need 20,000 miles in a battery, at least. And you need it to charge in less than a minute.
Yes.
Let's be honest.
Yep.
And they haven't got to that.
Right. Well, did you see the video of the guy that blew up his Tesla with dynamite after he got the bill for how much his new batteries would be, and it was more than the car?
Yeah.
That he originally paid?
They cannot. There's no viable alternative for batteries now.
Yeah, that's the thing. The capacity. We don't have the capacity.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So, let's see. Next question from Chris. Did you guys have a good Christmas? Get lots of presents, eat some good food, spend some great family time? Did you come out to the coast, get together, have a few laughs?
Swear to God, not a Christmas movie. It's a movie during Christmas.
That's so good shit. That's great.
Yeah.
Last question this week comes in from Twitter. Please tell me you saw the Biden Let's Go Brandon thing, and what are your thoughts?
Okay, I saw the video and I turned it off because I couldn't watch it. I honestly felt so cringy and bad for the guy. I was like, I can't watch it. I don't want to watch it. And then somebody shortened it to where the guy said, and let's go Brandon. And then he said, yeah, let's go Brandon. I agree. I was like, oh my God, that guy's got his finger on the button.
Well, as we talked off air, I don't know.
Dude's got the codes.
Well, let's see. To not launch the nukes, it's up, up, down, down. Jill, the fuck's the codes? Yeah. You want to do player two? You could be Lance, I'll be Bill. Yeah. Yeah, I saw this. And now they've doxed the dad. Did you see this?
Of course they did. Why would they dox him?
Yeah, they came out.
Piece of shit.
They've doxed the family, the kids, the dad, the whole thing.
Good for them.
Yeah. So
good
just,
for them. Bunch of fucking commies. They're getting. They'll get it.
Well, my favorite thing is I see things like people on the left will go, "This is hate speech. This is I can't believe you would say F the president." And then you go back and look at their old like tweets and posts and stuff, and they're like, "Fuck Trump. Fuck this. Fuck." It's like, you see the connection here?
It's just the hypocrisy.
Yes, absolutely.
That's really what it comes down to. They are just a bunch of goddamn hypocrites. They dox the family, huh? Wow.
Well, yeah, it's hate speech against the president. Okay, was it hate speech when you said that about Trump? Oh, no, that's okay, but
that's okay, yeah.
Against mashed potato brain Grandpa Sniffy, and then it's hate speech.
These are a bunch of pro kid fucking commies.
Yes.
That's what you got to keep in your head.
Yep.
They're completely all right with it.
Yeah. That's all right. Thank you everybody for your listener questions, and thank you for all your listener questions this year. Hopefully we will keep them going as long as we have a show.
And ammunition.
It's time to go to Did You See the Stories this week? For the last time of the year, Vince.
For the last time ever. Yay!
Well,
it'll be a happier show.
Depends on, yeah. All right, first story here. Sacramento police have arrested Nicholas Sherman, age 33, in connection with the distribution of anti-Semitic flyers at a Messianic temple, school, and neighborhood homes. He's being charged with one felony and 12 misdemeanor counts of terrorism.
Terrorism?
Yep. California.
Wow. Well, I mean, oy vey, Hollywood.
Handing out flyers is now terrorist activities. That's where we're at now.
So is he Islamic? Is he part of the Brotherhood?
No.
Or
he's white.
That's why. Okay. Yeah, see, that's why. See, now if you get a Muslim Brotherhood guy doing it,
yeah,
would the outcome be different?
Yeah. Are they going to arrest the black Israelites in New York City for terrorist charges for all the stuff they say
right.
That's anti-Semitic? No. Oh, yes. We can't do that. Oh,
no.
Oh. Gotcha. Gotcha. So you
hurry
don't...
up. Number eight on my list. Was it number eight?
So you don't wear white hoods. You wear Black Panther ears. Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. Next story here. Oh, this is just, you look at this one and you go, huh? You don't say. In 2019, July, FBI raided Jeffrey Epstein's home in New York City. All this information came out during the Maxwell trial here. FBI agents found damning information and evidence throughout his seven-story residence. Evidence included numerous black binders with white labels that had clear pages containing thumbnail photos with CDs attached. FBI agents also found several items in his safe, including binders with CDs, various items of jewelry, external hard drives, loose diamonds, large amounts of U.S. currency, and passports. The FBI later said that evidence is gone. It went missing. Chris Wray. Chris Wray, the FBI, head of the FBI, one of the ones that did the Trump-Russia lie, said they went back a few days later and the evidence had just disappeared.
No, it's gone. We don't know where it's at.
The same FBI that ran against the Trump made up Russia thing now wants the American people to believe that Epstein evidence just magically went missing and that they had nothing to do with it.
That's your tax dollars at work, folks.
That ain't no shit.
Oh, God, that's hilarious. That lady's going to walk.
Which raises the question, who were the pictures and CDs and hard drives of?
That's...
And how many times have you seen them on the news and in movies? That's the question.
Yeah, quit going to the movies, everybody.
Next story here, Washington, D.C. Officials with D.C. public schools are investigating after third graders reported that they had to reenact the Holocaust during a library session. In a letter sent to parents at Watkins Elementary School in Southeast, principal said, according to reports he received, the reenactment included students being asked to portray participants from the Holocaust like Hitler, digging ditches to serve as mass graves, and simulated shootings. It was also alleged that the staff member leading the lesson also made anti-Semitic statements.
Oh, man. How much RID did they have to buy for that thing? Was it a lot?
Well, the third graders are kind of small. But...
Yeah, I mean, what? That's a gallon of RID.
That's
line them up to spray it in their hair.
Hands-on history lesson. That's no different than going to Conner Prairie and making candles.
Yeah, but this time they made candles out of people and lampshades and soap. Sorry.
Oh, you almost got coffee all over the computer. I as soon as I took the drink, I was like, "He's gonna say it." Shit.
Was the Red Cross there? Did they have anything to do with anything? That was nice.
Look up. That's boy. You wanna see something? Yeah, look that up. That's find the Red Cross stories.
Don't question it.
Yeah.
No, question it. Moving. It's not. Yeah. Keep going.
Democratic Representative Mary Gay Scanlon. Was carjacked at gunpoint by two armed men in Philadelphia, had her car, phone, purse, and ID stolen after the woke DA earlier in the week had insisted that there, quote, is no crisis of lawlessness in Philadelphia, end quote, despite the soaring crime numbers.
Good for her. I hope she's traumatized. I have PTSD. Okay.
Yeah. They never said the race of the assailants.
No.
I'm shocked. Minnesota jury on Thursday found former police officer Kim Potter guilty of manslaughter in the shooting death of Dante Wright. The guilty verdict on both first-degree and second-degree manslaughter came after 27 hours of deliberations that began on Monday. Potter, age 49, faces up to 8.5 years in prison on the first-degree charge and up to 5 years on the second-degree manslaughter charge. This is, of course, the taser, 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 bang case.
I'd like to paraphrase somebody on poll who said, good, two pieces of shit are off the streets.
Now, well, there you go. So,
yeah.
Couldn't agree more.
It's blunt and to the point, but
that's what needs to be done. So,
couldn't figure it out. You pulled a gun instead of the taser.
Yeah.
I mean, was he a piece of shit?
Yep.
I don't know, man. There it is.
For our Canadian listeners, and probably the American listeners that are paying attention, the Public Health Agency of Canada admitted this week that they accessed location data from 33 million phones during the COVID lockdowns. They tracked 33 million people warrantlessly.
Oh, no, it's a pandemic. They can do what they want.
I don't remember seeing that in the Constitution, but this is Canada. They, you know, they elected Castro's kid, for fuck's sake. But yeah, just if Canada's admitting to that now, just what's going on here? So, just something to keep in mind. Next thing here, on Thursday, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention said it is aware of cases of heart inflammation called myocarditis in children who have gotten the shot. The report specifically included children under the age of 11 who had gotten the Pfizer shot. Well, we're aware of some cases of heart inflammation in children because of this fucking thing. But get your booster.
It's okay. Asshole.
Yeah, it's fine. Kids don't need hearts.
Didn't the World Health Organization say that the kids don't need boosters?
Yeah. They said that they're killing the kids. Literally came out and said it's killing the kids.
Yeah. Children do not need boosters. Once you take that step further and say, children do not need the fucking shot.
There you go.
They're not. My kids ain't getting shit.
Fauci this week was asked if he ever think Americans will be able to fly again without face masks. And he said, no, I don't think so.
Fauci? Oh,
yeah. Don't fucking fly.
Don't fucking. Yeah. No shit. Why are you flying?
End that racket immediately.
Yeah.
Private flights. If you have to fly, take a fucking private jet. Private plane.
Yeah, just quit doing it. And I'll tell you what, the private ones
will
come down in price real fucking fast.
Yep. Oh, we're booked for the next 3 months? Holy fuck, yeah. Lower the price. Here we go.
Yeah.
Demand's high.
Yeah, that's...
I know. Supply and demand. Honest to God,
you motherfuckers, quit flying. You want this shit to end?
You'll cripple them.
Quit
paying them. You will cripple them. The shit will end when everybody says, yeah, we're done.
Yeah, that's it. That's it. You want to fucking end this tomorrow? Quit paying them.
Yep.
Money. There's only one color that is worth anything in this world, and it's green.
Yep. Ontario, back to Canada. Their health minister and deputy premier, Christine Elliott, announced on Friday that the province will be keeping its proof of vaccination program past January 17th, and actually it will be going on indefinitely, but now they will only accept QR codes as valid proof as of January 4th. Printouts of the QR code will be accepted for those that don't have access to the technology. Well, you got to have it on your phone, or you got to have a picture of it, because...
Oh, that's dangerous.
Uh-huh. But they'll go right along with it.
I don't see that getting hacked anytime.
Nope, not at all.
I'm Fred Jones, yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes, that's who I am.
Brandon Biden. Mm-hmm. Wink.
Let's go, Brandon. I got a better idea. Get you one of those masks from Payday and just walk into the fucking Walmart and take what you fucking want.
Well, if you're
that shit'll end real fucking fast too, won't it?
If you're a certain color, I don't even think you need the mask.
Well, you see, that's what
that's Walgreens in San Francisco. They're closing them because of the robberies. But they're not being prosecuted because, well, you know, crime.
You want to go to California?
Fuck no.
Shut the fuck up and listen to me for 5 minutes, okay? Look, I got an idea. It's high risk, high reward, but I think we can pull it off. We get out there, me and you.
Okay.
We get a truck. Let's not rent. Let's just get a truck.
Are we talking like a Ryder truck that we rent from Oklahoma City?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And we go and we just procure things.
We go on a shopping spree.
Under $951.
Per store.
It's completely legal.
So $950 per store.
Yes. What do you say?
Fuck it, you got me. All right.
I'm sold. Let's do it.
Fuck. All right.
I know it's a good idea, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm surprised it hasn't happened more. Yeah. Oh, I forgot. There's moral motherfuckers out in the world.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. This country actually has decent people in it.
Well, speaking of somebody that's not, let's talk about Kamala. Knee Pads herself gave an interview this week and literally said the following. Deep breath. Quote, "It is no one's fault that this virus hit our shores or hit the world." End quote. Nobody's fault. You know, not the lab that in China that we paid off to make the thing that leaked it out because it was all part of the plan.
Okay.
None of that.
But they didn't blame Trump.
Yeah, that's the weird thing. It's nobody's fault, not even Trump.
I got a feeling it's going to go away here pretty soon.
She then said the following. She admitted that the White House, quote, "didn't see Delta coming and we didn't see Unicron coming." So what the fuck you been looking at?
Well, they didn't have legitimate doctors either who were,
we got Fauci and the idiot from Vanderbilt that says, "Don't breathe too vigorously."
We got fucking Gates fucking frothing at the mouth for a new one.
Oh, yeah. Every time somebody passes from the bioweapon, Gates gets a half chub.
I know. It's this new Omicron. This is the one you get want. If you're going to get sick, this is the one.
Symptoms are that of a cold.
That's, 2 days.
Even the CDC's admitted this.
Yeah.
And they don't like to admit good news.
Yeah, no, this is good. It's supposed to be the more dominant one. And actual virologists... Then you get the antibodies
and you can fight it off.
Right. The actual virologists and epidemiologists are saying this is really, really good news because if it becomes the dominant strain, which it looks like it's going to, it might go away. This whole thing is going to go away. There you go.
But not the lack of government oversight.
And then overreach. The aliens.
And then we go to the aliens.
And then we go to Project Bluebeam.
Yep.
Sorry.
Boston has unveiled the Be Together initiative. Full shots to enter restaurants, gyms, sports arena if you're 12 and up. In March, that will go into younger children. 5 to up.
Quit going.
Yeah. Just fuck them.
Unless you like the shot and have govern me harder, daddy.
Yes.
That's
unless you hate freedom.
Yeah, unless you're just a bootlicking commie. Apparently, most of you are.
The U.S. Army apparently now, Vince, this is the story I was telling you about off air. The U.S. Army has created a single vaccine against all COVID and SARS variants, researchers say. And within weeks, Walter Reed researchers expect to announce that human trials show success against Omicron. And even future strains. So my question, how do you know what the future strains are going to be?
I'm going to play devil's advocate.
Please do, because I was like, oh.
When you say future strain, I'm assuming they've taken all the strains. Okay. I'm assuming they've taken all the strains and notice like there's 5 or 6 markers that are the same.
Right. So it will work against those 5 or 6 markers.
Correct.
Hmm.
Or you could just get it and be done.
Right. But the way they worded it, it'll be this will fight off Unicron like Optimus with the fucking Matrix and even all the future strains. And my first question is, how do you know the future then if this isn't all planned out?
I'm just saying.
Yeah, I get your point. So
just saying, and maybe just get it.
Yeah.
Not the vaccine, but the virus. Just get Omicron and fucking be done with it.
Yeah. I don't, it's, this was a long article and I don't, I'm not reading it all. Vince, they did fucking dancing nurses at the White House again.
I know. You sent me this video, right?
Yeah.
And I didn't even watch it.
White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain hired dancing nurses to come into the East Room and deliver a performance for the First Lady. There's a video. The group sings about the joy of COVID, the winter of death, and needing to spread a little Christmas cheer. And okay, you hear on the news the propaganda all the time. Hospitals are overwhelmed and...
We don't have anybody, oh my God.
We don't
God.
Have anybody. Well, you did that to yourself, but your nurses over here that could be in the hospitals helping are doing a little song and dance.
That's
just like
every...
they were in the original, when it first came out, and they were TikTok nurses and dancing, and people are dying out there. We got them lining in the hallway, but we're over here shaking our ass on TikTok.
In the hospital, yeah.
In I the know. Hospital. Don't tell me that the hospitals are overwhelmed when... You caused it yourself by mandating everybody gets the shot, and people are like, no, fuck you, I ain't getting sick because this fucking shot.
What's the percentage of people in the hospital now with who are sick who have had the shot?
Oh, it's like 75%, 90%. Yeah. Yeah.
It's insane.
So anytime that you hear a story that the hospitals are overwhelmed, we're sending the National Guard, just think to yourself, huh, wouldn't have that problem if... you didn't fire all the help.
I like the story. I don't know if you have it or not. I'm going to skip ahead. The damn vaccine companies are not allowing illegal immigrants to get the shots.
Yes, I saw this. I didn't have it, but I saw this.
Because they're afraid of liability, being right. sued.
Because the countries that the illegals are coming from do not have the liability waivers that the Americans and Europeans and Canadians gave to Pfizer, Merck, Johnson & Johnson, AstraZeneca.
Isn't that funny?
So, oh shit, you're from insert African country here.
Insert South American country here. Yeah.
Which we don't have a contract with, which means you can sue. We ain't giving you the shot. It's a little interesting, isn't it?
It's very interesting.
Yeah, that should send up every warning flag like, oh. So there's something in the shot you're afraid of hurting.
Well, and
people.
I think that was the first story I saw that really led into folks poo-pooing the fucking shots now, especially with Trump. And it seemed like clockwork after they released that story, and everyone was like, well, why the fuck are we taking it then?
Right.
And then Trump said, oh, no, it's great. And then everybody was like, oh, this might not be that good.
Yeah.
Isn't that
yeah,
funny?
Then it's like, huh. Something's
Isn't that
not
funny?
Right. Something's so the illegals that can sue you can't have the shot, but us that can't sue you, cannot sue you, are being forced to get it.
Right.
Huh. No, that don't sound right at all.
No, that's good shit, ain't it?
Yeah. Last thing, Vince, here, there was an article, it was Joe Biden's biggest lies of 2021. And Vince, I want your opinion. I have it down to the top three. Which of these was his biggest lie? Okay. No American will be left behind in Afghanistan. Build back better will cost nothing to the American taxpayer. Or his exact quote, I won't demand vaccines to be mandatory. Which was his biggest lie of 2021?
So far, they haven't started mandating the vaccine. So I would say the middle one.
What, the Build Back Better will cost nothing?
Yes.
Is the biggest lie?
Yeah, because they came out that it is going to cost a lot.
Yeah, over $10 trillion.
Right.
If it passes, the American economy is gone, by the way. You'll be heating your house burning dollar bills.
I'll be heating my house on the bodies of the people that wanted that shit.
Wait,
what?
I would say that the... vaccine's probably the biggest lie, but like you said, it's not fully into
effect.
It hasn't
been implemented yet.
Because Supreme Court, so we're not quite there yet. But the no American will be left behind in Afghanistan. People are really forgetting that one. By the way, there's still American citizens trapped in Afghanistan today.
I love the everyone's like, oh, the Supreme Court's gonna save us! And I'm like, we're so fucked.
If you think that you need to do research,
cause yeah, you're an idiot.
Nope.
We are so fucked, man.
You know what's going to save you? You.
5-5-6.
Nobody's coming to save you. You have to do it yourself.
Yeah,
that's,
sorry, guys.
That's the game. Vince, what are your final thoughts of 2021?
You know what? Everybody, just be good to each other. Man,
that's the answer.
Try to help out. Try to
have some common fucking sense and a sense of humor.
Do unto others as you would have others done unto you.
Yeah, because if you don't get them with your shot first, then they're going to get you with theirs. It's the way I look at it. But
yeah.
Yeah, that's it.
I think that, yeah.
Final thoughts for the week?
Keep your stick on the ice, and the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
Can't take the high road, get the high ground. Ask yourself, what would Henry Bowman do? And unless something happens, we will see everybody next week, 2022, with the Deadpool draft.